Now, life is too short to be boring, and in 2025, it is time to shake things up and get an unusual hobby. And who better to be our guide than 2FM's unusual correspondent? It's Taryn O'Sullivan.
Do you mean I'm corresponding about unusual things, or I myself and I am an unusual?
I'll leave that up to you to interpret. What a parade you'd like to take it.
I like it.
Taryn, you, to be fair to you, you've got unusual takes on things a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Have you got any hobbies in general?
Currently, I don't have any hobbies, and it's hard to, like, what fully makes something a hobby? Is it if you don't make any money off it?
If it's not anything to do with work, it's a hobby.
Yeah. So,
and if you don't dread it, I think it's a hobby.
This is it. So, like, I have, when I was in Australia, I took up improv comedy. So to some people that would be very scary.
Yeah.
Obviously not to me.
No, clearly not.
So that was a hobby that I had in Australia for like 2 years, and I made so many friends out of it. So that has solidified the importance of hobbies to me. But since then I haven't had one.
Was it because it turned into your job, so it's not a hobby anymore?
It did very quickly. I realised I could make money from this.
I'm going to do that. Thank you very much.
But I do think once people get into their 20s, the hobbies seem to go away, don't they? They fall to the wayside because hobbies don't pay your bills.
No, they don't.
On the whole.
And I think as well, it's more so your late 20s when you get into, like, you know, like career paths and your relationships and all that. I think when we were younger, you were very good at just sitting around doing nothing and then going, what'll we do?
Yeah.
What'll we do? We go play laser tag.
When you're younger, hobbies are kind of like a group thing. Like, you go with all your friends. Yeah. To play. Like, could you imagine putting into the girls' chat, like, let's go play football? Like, they'd be like, well, no, Laura.
Football actually would be the most normal out of all the things. Do you know what I mean? As in, like, I could actually see them being, yeah, okay, let's do that. But if I said, okay, let's go do a group, like, horse riding or skydiving or something, they'd be like, absolutely not. No, we've gotten more things. Let's get into some options, right?
Yeah.
Some options that we could bring to our, like, WhatsApp groups.
So,
like, what's the first one you got for us?
Axe throwing.
Now, I need a bit more help because this feels very American.
So, yeah. So, Jason Momoa, we know him.
Yeah. We know him and we love him.
He's a dreadful looking man.
Terrible.
Not attractive at all. The God bless him, he got hit with the ugly branch of the tree. But he is a big fan of this. This is a big hobby for him. So basically, you just have an axe and you throw it at a wall. To me, it looks similar to darts in that there's a circle, there's a score system. I don't know. But we have our own champion. So last August, Ciola McCown from Grange, County Sligo, beat off competitors from around the world to win the World Double Bit Axe Throwing Championship in Yorkshire. Now, Ciola only took it up in 2018.
Oh, okay.
So that's 6 years and she's become the champion.
Do you know what's really funny? You say, like, Jason Momoa, and then you bring it to Ciola here being the champion of axe throwing. Like, I would have thought, you know, that I actually don't really know what I thought, but there's one person who comes to mind. I randomly saw it on her Instagram. Maura Higgins did a day of axe throwing before and she nailed it.
She's good at everything.
She really is. I mean, there's nothing that she can't do.
But nothing's going to get your anger out. And as an adult, you know, we don't have a lot of ways to get rid of frustration and all that kind of stuff. So a hobby like this might be a really good one to get rid of frustration.
Solo sport as well.
So, you see, this is it, because do you ever text into, maybe not for you as much, but I find, like, being single, like, sometimes you text into the group chat, does anyone want to do it? Well, you don't want to do anything with. So the axe throwing is good because you can go solo.
Fantastic. I'll let Brian know. Me and Brian have, like, such vast different interests in everything.
But me and Brian can go axe throwing.
Honestly, you can go axe throwing with them because you would love nothing more.
Well,
so I'll rent them out to you for a very fair price.
I'd be worried if I was you.
Here's the next one that we were talking about that we might think are a little bit too old for.
But we're not.
Definitely not.
This is skateboarding. This is a great workout. The skateboarding, you'd like this, is a full body workout.
I would imagine. Like, everything is tense.
Yeah, completely. It also builds confidence.
Yeah, when you need confidence.
You know, you need to trust yourself. It's outside. Like, that is a huge thing for any hobby, I think, if we're looking for, because we spend so much time inside. A hobby outside is incredible. And skateboarding will teach us patience because it's going to take a while to get good at it. Now, so you can get lessons. So if you check out, there's a few different websites that you can check out for the lessons, and you can go on them and like book to go skateboarding.
I mean,
very cool.
Love this. I'm sure, like, could I get insurance before I do this?
I think you should get insurance, yeah. And you can check out goskate.com or Minty Skate on Instagram to find out more details on it. Like, that is cool.
That is very cool. I like all the padded gear that you wear for skating. I like the little, like, elbow pads and the knee pads and the helmet and the... Cool.
And baggy pants.
So cool.
Eat whatever you want because you're putting on your baggy pants to go skateboarding.
You're going to be outside, fresh air. You're going to be so refreshed. And then you can, play Avril Lavigne Skater Boy all the time.
Yeah, I actually had a clip of it, but I forgot.
Oh, well, here we go. It's fine. I brought it up for you anyway. Now let's get on to something that's a little less bone breaking.
Yeah.
But here's my problem with it. It's very close to golf.
It's very close to golf. So it's called Frolf. So it's frisbee meets golf or else disc golf. But Frolf, obviously.
Because you like saying the word.
It's so good.
Frolf.
It sounds great. So you basically throw a frisbee from the tee to the basket in as few throws as possible. So I assume that's similar to golf. Make a throw, walk to the spot your disc landed, then throw again until your disc hits the chains and falls into the basket. So it's like a big basket with chains. I've been looking at it on TikTok. It does look fun. And people are like, oh, I had a great day playing Frolf out today. Like people are really taking it seriously. You play on a course that's 9 or 18 holes, and you learn different shots and strategies, and in time you will be incredibly good.
Where can you do Frolf? It's not actually called Frolf, disc golf.
We've got one for you, the Wildlands Galway.
Fantastic place.
St. Columbus Park in Derry.
Lovely.
Mount Ober in Belfast.
Stunning.
Somewhere that we've been, Sky Park in Carlingford, County Louth.
Well, we're the mascots for Sky Park.
We went there on our holidays.
We were on our holidays at one point there, yeah, ziplining around the place. Jeez, I didn't know that they disc golf, which we couldn't have time for everything.
We didn't have time. We were too busy actually swinging from the trees. But you can do it there. So there's a good few places that you can do that. Now, sea swimming. People need to stop.
You want to tread carefully now. Sea swimming is like taking on Swifties.
We always knew Ireland was an island.
Did we? We forget that sometimes.
We knew. We are island girls.
We are.
Sea swimming has always been there. But obviously, enjoy your sea swimming. It's great. But this is another one that you can do if you don't want to take to the cold sea. This is called high board diving. So on Swim Ireland's website, this categorises high board diving as a lifetime on the board, a moment in the air, a peace in the water.
This sounds lovely.
At peace in the water, actually. So diving looks very exciting and challenging, but also terrifying. And what a way to feel present and in the moment than doing something so scary as diving off a board.
Terrifying, but like, great.
Are you good with heights?
Love heights.
So you would love this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This would interest me.
Yeah, so you can get lessons at Lisnahara Leisure Centre in Belfast and UL Sport in Limerick and at the National Aquatic Centre in Blanchardstown in Dublin. So there are quite a few diving clubs too that do compete if you get very... Because you never know, Laura, you could be representing Galway.
Imagine me representing Galway in the National Dive... I swear to God, there's definitely people who are doing this professionally who are like, no, you can't cannonball off this and hope for the best. But yeah. So genuinely, out of everything that you said right now, this really excites me because the hardest part about going sea swimming is getting in the sea. I can lash myself into it.
Getting in it.
Yeah.
You've the dry rope, you've all that bits. None of that with this. Because the water
straight in.
I would imagine temperate. So if the water doesn't suit you, if you're not into swimming, you prefer to take up something maybe a little bit more menacing.
Okay, go on.
Archery.
Very difficult.
Very,
very, a lot of upper body strength.
A lot of upper body strength. Have you ever done archery?
I have, and I thought, like with everything, Taryn, I was like, I'm going to be class. Like, I've watched this all the time. I'm going to be so good at it. And I got myself all ready, and the person showed me exactly what to do. And I let go. And when I say the arrow dropped, I would be useless in a battle. It just dropped in front of me, didn't go anywhere. And then I got really frustrated with how bad I was. So it's something I would like to master.
Yes. So you can do it. So many clubs throughout Ireland offer beginner courses, which would be you and me, to try out archery in a safe environment, which is best. Beginner courses are a great way to learn because obviously you have to do it safely and the equipment is very expensive. So beginner courses are a mandatory requirement for new archers to allow them to join any of the clubs. Imagine being like, I'm an archer.
I'm an archer. This is what I do.
Cool.
What do you do? I'm an archer. What do you do? What's your hobby?
Archery.
Like, this is so much fun.
It sounds a little bit posh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For, well, right up our street iron, do you? We've got another one that might heal your inner child.
Yeah. So wall climbing.
Yeah. This is excellent.
Climbing is so much fun, and we don't get to climb, rarely get to climb.
We used to climb trees so much when you were younger.
Yeah.
It just used to be just climbing away. You'd always find a way.
It's such cheap fun. But now you can pay to do it. And who didn't love climbing trees when they were younger? If you see a grown-up, a tree, they'd have many questions to answer. So if you saw a grown-up going up a tree, the safer and less odd option is join an indoor wall climbing club. When you start out, you don't need any fancy equipment. You don't.
No, you don't.
All you need is yourself. Grippy socks.
Grippy socks.
Yeah. Wall/rock climbing is an Olympic sport, and there are many more international competitions. So you could still make it to the Olympics, Laura Fox, or me.
You're you, Taryn. I don't know why you're shooting yourself so short
or
here.
Both of us.
Imagine us being like in 3 years' time, 4 years' time. I'm really sorry because I actually can't do the shows, the radio shows, Stalin. So I have to go to the Olympics.
We've got to go. We get the cool Olympics tattoo.
Oh yeah.
Stay on the cardboard chest. Beds.
Yeah. It'd be lovely.
We're gonna have a blast.
Great. Anyways, go on. Where can we do this?
So for a list of indoor rock climbing places across Ireland, head to Mountaineering Ireland and go to their indoor climbing section. So some options include Activate Waterford, Awesome Walls Cork, Awesome Walls Dublin, University of Limerick Sport Climbing Wall and Galway Climbing Co-op.
Galway's got it all, guys. We've got some texts in here, Taryn. Noel Boyce said, we do frisbee golf, disc golf too in Boise Sports. Frisbee golf, disc golf.
Frisbee golf.
Are you okay? Noel, are you okay with Taryn renaming it to Frolf?
Frolf.
Frolf, that's what she's like to go by. Maris has got in touch, as he always does, and he said, Taryn, go skateboarding with the OG skater girl, Afric.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd say
she'd love nothing more.
We would look so cool, the two of us, heading down the road on our skateboards.
You're so cool. Coming down the ramp.
Coming down
into the studio.
And doing flips and, you know, I could imagine.
Yeah, I can really imagine you being very good at this. Taryn, thank you so much for trying loads of things. Taryn tries. We've been talking about you doing it for long enough, but off she is now trying. Hopefully you'll try some.
And I'll be coming back to report on how my hobbies, how I'm expanding as a person due to my new hobbies.
Stunning. I'm so looking forward to this reporting. It's absolutely amazing.
Journalism at its finest.
Which one would you try out of all those?
So the archery is the one that I... Not archery. The one which you throw the thing.
The axe.
The axe throwing.
The complete opposite.
Archery was on my mind. The axe throwing is the one that I wanted to try for the longest.
Okay.
So I would love to try that.
I will go axe throwing with you.
Will you?
I promise you. I'm saying it here now.
I think it would be so much fun.
I will book it in with you.
Yeah.
This is not just something that I'm saying on air and that we're never going to do again. I will actually go axe throwing with Taryn. But if you don't have a presenter or a co-presenter, it's not really my fault. I can't do anything about it.